So, what made you decide to be an artist? Like, where did it start? Where did it stem from?
Actually, I was working in business and accounting, and I was starting to feel like I needed to do something different. I had a lot of artist friends at that time, and I still do. And we got along really great, and I liked the process, watching the work. So I took a few courses, and I think my instructors really encouraged me a lot, and I saw some talent in me, and I really enjoyed it. And so that made it grow. And it was really about a lot of encouragement and positive feedback getting, from my early courses.
I always thought that you started with art and then moved to accounting.
No, I actually was a pretty successful production accountant already in the business, and I actually decided to take a break from it and go to art school.
So, like, how did you feel when they encouraged you and when you were sort of starting to become an artist?
Well, when artists first start out, I think that's very, very fragile time, and I could have been, stomped right out and discouraged and not wanted to pursue it. But they looked at my work, they made positive, instructive comments about how I could be better, what could be improved, but yet it was very positive and very nurturing. It was not a put down or criticizing harshly. It was so it really made me want to keep going.
So, at the time, did you consider it like more of a hobby or like a place you're going with your career?
I think I was looking at a career change, so I was serious about it. It was not as, I wasn't pursuing it as a hobby at the time now.
So, but in the end, you went with accounting?
Yes, art school's very expensive, and I ran out of money, and I took another show. And funny thing about it is that the show that I took was at Disney Studios, and I was able to take their free courses with the artists because I worked there, and there were a lot of the same instructors, so I really enjoyed working with some of the animators there and taking the classes that Disney offered. And I also enjoyed having a paycheck, and I ended up appreciating what I left before a lot more after taking a break and coming back to it. And I ended up doing better and just really enjoying what I was doing. And then I was also able to take the courses on the side for my art.
So you don't really regret sort of leaving art behind?
No, at first I was devastated though. It was like having to take a show again and leave my, doing art 100% was very, very difficult for me to accept, to come to terms with. But once I did, it ended up being the best thing for me, like, after all.
So, are you ever like going to pursue art again, like maybe as a side career or something, or you're just going to leave it at a ho as a hobby?
I might just, at this point, because I'm so busy with work and since I had a kid and I was busy with raising a child, I'm thinking it's just going to be a side fun thing for me. That it won't, I won't do it for money. I mean, I would, at this point, I would just do it for stuff that I like to do.
So, like, as a hobby.
As I guess you would call that a hobby, yeah.
Like, for fun.
Yeah,
When
for
was
it's
the.
actually more than just fun. It's like a fulfilling, something that my brain needs, and it is fun, but it's more like exercising that part of my brain.
So, if you can remember, when was the last time you drew?
I think I used to draw with you when you were little and just do, little projects. And I also sometimes get wrangled into doing face painting and little drawings at fairs for kids.
But like not really recently though.
No, not very recent. I mean, let's see. No, not that I not super recent.
To finish this interview off, what tips do you have for artists that are starting out or people who want to pursue art?
I think don't get discouraged if it's something that you have as a goal and a dream, and definitely set goals for yourself. and stick to it as much as you can, but be realistic too. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of workshops, dedication, hours, and training. And so I would just say, just don't get discouraged. And if anybody says, you know, makes critical comments, just, you know, not let that change your path and your goal.
Well, I think this interview is probably going to help people who are listening and me a lot too. So thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you.